144. O lover of humankind, thy letter hath been received, and it telleth, God be praised, of thy health and well-being. It appeareth, from thine answer to a previous letter, that feelings of affection were being established between thyself and the friends. One must see in every human being only that which is worthy of praise. When this is done, one can be a friend to the whole human race. If, however, we look at people from the standpoint of their faults, then being a friend to them is a formidable task. It happened one day in the time of Christ, may the life of the world be a sacrifice unto him, that he passed by the dead body of a dog, a carcass reeking, hideous, the limbs rotting away. One of those present said, "How foul it stench!" And another said, "How sickening, how loathsome!" To be brief, each one of them had something to add to the list. But then Christ himself spoke, and he told them, "Look at that dog's teeth, how gleaming white!" The Messiah's sin-covering gaze did not for a moment dwell upon the repulsiveness of that carrion, the one element of that dead dog's carcass which was not abomination was the teeth, and Jesus looked upon their brightness. Thus it is incumbent upon us, when we direct our gaze toward other people, to see where they excel, not where they fail. Praise be to God, thy goal is to promote the well-being of humankind and to help the souls to overcome their faults. This good intention will produce laudable results.